What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the July birth date of the late Charles Tyler, a legendary sax player known for his work in free jazz music. Charles Tyler was born in Cady East, Kentucky on July 20, 1941. He spent much of his childhood in Naptown. He attended Crispus Attucks High School and studied music with the Indianapolis Junior Symphony Orchestra. During his historic career, Charles performed with many of the greatest legends in jazz, including Sun Ra, Cecil Taylor, Wes Montgomery, Albert Eiler, Billy Bang, Steve Lacy, and others. Join us for the next hour as we listen to some of Charles Tyler's greatest recordings. We'll also hear from his cousin, saxophonist Greg Bacon. Greg has called Charles Tyler a mentor and inspiration. Let's start with a track from Charles' 1992 album, Midwestern Drifter. This is Life Can Be So Beautiful, featuring Charles Tyler on alto sax and vocals.
Life can be so beautiful for everyone who plays their own role. Life can be spectacular for everyone who seeks their own goal.
That was Charles Tyler with Life Can Be So Beautiful. On this week's show, we're celebrating the July birthday of the late Charles Tyler. Charles left Indianapolis during the late 1950s. He eventually settled in Cleveland, Ohio, where he began performing with saxophonist Albert Eiler, a pioneer of avant-garde jazz. Charles made his first recordings as a member of Albert Eiler's band, appearing on the albums Bells and Spirits Rejoice, both issued in 1965 on the ESP disc label. Charles cut his first session as a leader for ESP in 1966. After recording that album, Charles returned to Indiana to study music with David Baker at Indiana University. Charles recorded his second album for ESP in 1967. The record was titled Eastern Man Alone. Charles recorded the album in Indianapolis using players drawn from the Indiana scene, including David Baker on cello, Kent Brinkley on bass, and Brent McKesson on bass. Thank you. Up next, we'll listen to a pair of tracks Charles recorded with the Vibes player Khan Jamal. From the 1984 album Dark Warrior, we'll hear Huckster Man and Just Us. That was Khan Jamal with Just Us, featuring Charles Tyler on sax. Up next, we'll listen to a track from Charles Tyler's 1992 album, Bali Bun Magic Music. This is Just Me Luck. Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Charles Tyler after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the July birthday of the late Charles Tyler, a legendary sax player known for his work and free jazz music. Charles spent much of his childhood in Naptown and attended Crispus Attucks High School. Charles performed with many local jazz legends, from David Baker to Wes Montgomery. Several of Charles' family members continue to live in Naptown today, including the sax player Greg Bacon. Greg discussed his relationship with Charles Tyler during a 2021 conversation with WFYI's Kyle Long.
I did want to ask about someone who, on your website, you've listed as one of your mentors. It's a musician I'm very interested in, Charles Tyler.
Charles Tyler.
Yeah.
He was a relative, and he lived in France. He had about 13 children. I could be wrong, don't quote me, but he had more than a dozen. But he was a good dad, and he'd come to the States to see his kids and go back, and he came home. I remember him coming to my house, and I'm just starting to play the sax, and he came. He didn't bring the horn. Guess it was too much trouble. He said, "Hey, where's your horn?" Came over, he knew I played, so he made a special trip to see me. And he's probably 30 years older than me, 20 maybe, I'm not sure. But he took that sax, and I never heard a sax, you know, one-on-one with somebody that could really play. And it just kind of blew my mind, so I've been chasing that dream forever at trying to get at the level he was at, which I'm still not there.
You said he was a distant relative, right?
Somewhere in the family tree.
Do you know kind of what the family relationship is with Charles
Tyler? Second cousins.
Yeah. And what year was this that he visited you? Do you remember the exact year?
1965, 64.
Yeah.
So after a while, every time he'd come home once a year, he'd want to see that sax of mine, and I'd get a sax lesson, a crash course on what it could sound like.
Charles Tyler was a major figure in avant-garde experimental jazz music. He came to national prominence with Albert Ayler, who's considered one of the greatest innovators of free jazz and someone who influenced people like John Coltrane. And, you know, Charles Tyler was really at the center of this world of free jazz and made huge contributions to that music. What did you know about his, at that time, what did you know about the kind of music he was playing?
Funny you say that. The barbershop I went to close to home had a bunch of older guys in there that that's all they listened to. So I used to go over and get sick of the stomach because I'm really R&B kind of rock and roll blues guy. I still am. But I still love jazz. So these guys would talk about this stuff that Charles was playing. And I would get to hear it. So if you get in there in a barbershop, sometimes you might be number four. So after a couple hours of sitting there just getting a crash course from these guys that know almost more music than musicians because they know who played with who and what year, and, you know, some sports buffs, they can speak that language as well, you know, talk about who played with what year and how many points they got and all that, you know. But, yeah, he was, he used to come home and play with the band sometimes. He would try to lead us down that road, but we wasn't trained enough to follow where he was.
With your band?
Yes. What, well, I was in a band. I didn't have a band.
What was the band at that time you were playing with?
Oh, my God. I had black hair now. I'm blonde now. Hey. Oh, let me see. I don't know.
What was the family sort of image of Charles? Because he was playing experimental music and leading sort of a different sort of lifestyle. Like you said, he was playing in Europe. He was had a big audience in Europe, and he was living and playing in New York as well. What was sort of the family's image of Charles? Do you remember?
Well, they loved him, and they supported him, but he was over there, and everybody in his family had albums. They had the 33 and a thirds back in those days. So we had albums. You know, I think my family has some CDs of mine.
Any final thoughts before we move on about Charles Tyler? And you said he was an inspiration to you when he picked up the horn and you kind of heard the power and artistry of his music. Any thoughts on his legacy and your connection to him that you'd want to share?
I'm proud to be a part of him. I think a part of him is in me. Can you imagine? I've been playing sax about 6 months and your cousin comes in town. He can speak French and different languages, and he take that saxophone and I would never hear nothing like that before. I mean, he would take it to its end of what it was, of his capabilities. And when I picked it up, it just didn't sound like that.
Yeah.
You know, because I was a beginner. And then next year, imagine next year, I'm better. He comes back and blows my mind all over again. So, yeah, I was very impressed by him.
And he kept a steady presence here. It sounds like he would come back and visit family.
Yeah, maybe once a year or every other year or so. Whenever he would come, he would find me. He knew I played that sax, so he was, you know, musicians, they are really close. There's no color barriers, there's no age barriers. It's beautiful.
That was Greg Bacon sharing his memories of his cousin, Charles Tyler. Up next, we'll listen to a 1976 track Charles recorded with drummer Steve Reed. This is Center of the Earth. Thank you. That was Steve Reed with Center of the Earth, featuring Charles Tyler on sax. On this week's show, we're celebrating the July birthday of Charles Tyler. During the 1980s, Charles moved to France. Up next, we'll hear two tracks Charles recorded during his time in France. From the 1992 album, Midwestern Drifter, we'll listen to Round Midnight, featuring Charles on sax and vocals. After that, we'll hear European Folk Outline off the 1992 album Folly, Fun, Magic Music.
He begins to tell around midnight. Round midnight, I do very well until after sundown.
That was Charles Tyler with European Folk Outline, recorded in southern France in March of 1992. Charles Tyler died of heart failure just a few months after this recording was made. He was 50 years old. Though his life was cut short, the music of Charles Tyler continues to live on as contemporary jazz players around the world continue to perform his compositions. That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in for our tribute to Charles Tyler. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.